Woke DOD education officer removed following Representative Elise Stefanik advocacy. By Joshua Klein on March 26, 2023. A Defense Department, DOD, education officer accused of racist posts and spreading woke ideologies within its school systems was relieved from her post, announced House GOP Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, after the Congresswomen had brought attention to the matter, demanding action from the Pentagon while calling for transparency in the department's education for children of military families. On Thursday, Stefanik announced that diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, Chief Kaylee Zawing has been removed from her role as officer in Department of Defense's education activity, DEDEA, schools following the New York Congresswoman's advocacy. Wing had been accused of using her position in military children's schools to promote woke ideologies through her personal writings. Following an investigation, the DOD reassigned Wing to another position after having been exposed denigrating white people in several posts. The announcement came as Stefanik questioned DOD Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness Gilbert R. Cisneros Jr. during a subcommittee hearing on the impact of DEI policies, procedures, and trainings within the Defense Department. Stefanik slammed the DOD for responding only hours before the hearing to her query about Wing, describing the practice as a trend for Biden administration officials, at the last minute, scrambling before these hearings. "I will take it as a result that we delivered," she stated. "She should have been fired completely, but she was at least moved somewhere else, not dealing with our kids' educational systems." Stefanik is the leading force behind efforts to create transparency in DEDEA schools. Earlier this month, following a report revealing a shocking rise in woke materials featured within DEDEA schools, she slammed the Defense Department over its stonewalling in the face of investigations into the divisive and radical ideology being taught to service members' children. Stefanik accused President Joe Biden's Defense Department of allowing the radical teachings of Wing to proliferate into DEA K-12 schools, while failing to provide transparency on their investigation into her racially divisive statements. Jim Banks, Biden Pentagon's focus on DEI hurts the military. The DEI chief's woke books into DEA schools saw a whopping 1,200% increase since the investigation into her racist and divisive statements, with over 600 copies of her radical writings featured in 49 DEA schools, according to a recent report. Earlier this month, Stefanik expressed outrage over the current administration's passivity on the matter. Far-left radical Kaylee Zawing is under investigation for her racist and divisive statements, but Biden's Department of Defense is allowing her to continue to infiltrate the classrooms and minds of our service members' children, she said. Even though Biden's Department of Defense has already admitted this is a problem, they have allowed the number of the radical books Wing authored to increase in DEDEA schools during their investigation, she added. The Republican Congresswoman urged for transparency over the education of children of the members of the armed forces. "Our service members deserve transparency for what their children are learning, not more stonewalling from the Biden administration," she said. "The Biden administration can no longer hide from parents that they are pushing their radical agenda on our service members' children. And it is past time for the Department of Defense to release the findings of Kaylee Zawing's divisive and radical ideology she is imposing in our DEDEA schools." Stefanik explained that such radical teachings are part of the reason she introduced her service member parents' Bill of Rights, reinforcing that service members with children in DEDEA schools bear the right to be involved in their children's education, while increasing transparency and accountability in DEDEA schools, as she vowed to continue to advance to support military families and hold the Biden administration accountable to prioritizing the strength of our national defense rather than forcing their woke ideologies on our nation's military. Stefanik's statement followed the DOD's announcing a review of Wing in September over a history of disparaging white people. Slamming the Defense Department for promoting the radical diversity chief, Stefanik called for it to realign its shameful priorities away from woke ideologies. Her advocacy was expressed in a letter addressed to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin signed by nearly two dozen members of Congress, which led to the DOD's launch of a review of Wing's racist posts. Wing, the DEI chief for the U.S. military's education system serving military families all over the world, was reported to have openly disparaged white people in social media posts and in a book series. The DDIA education system is one of two federally operated elementary and secondary school systems and provides K-12 education to the families at U.S. military bases at home and overseas. It operates 160 schools and has more than 66,000 children enrolled worldwide, according to its website. Wing, who has described herself in social media posts as woke, wrote in June 2020 on her Twitter account, "I'm exhausted with these white folks in these professional development sessions." She also tweeted in July 2020, "This lady actually had the CA audacity to say that black people can be racist too. I had to stop the session and give Karen the business. We are not the majority, we don't have power." Caudacity is a derogatory slang term combining Caucasian and audacity. In other tweets, she said, "Being anti-racist means being active against racism. You will never arrive. Stop centering this on whiteness." In addition, she tweeted, "I'm exhausted by 99% of the white men in education and 95% of the white women. Where can I get a break from white nonsense for a while?" In yet another tweet, she wrote, "If another Karen tells me about her feelings, I might lose it," and responded, "By Karen," to another user criticizing her article demanding all teachers take part in dismantling racial oppression and claiming that racism is ingrained in the very fabric of our country. Wing has co-authored children's books, including such titles as What is White Privilege? What Does It Mean to Defund the Police? And What is Anti-Racism? Calling on White People to Confess Their Privilege. She was promoted to the position of DEA chief in December 2021. After serving as a specialist at DEA for 2 months prior, DEA Director Tom Brady praised Wing in a press release as the right person to lead our efforts in building on the foundational work done to support meaningful change in our organization. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.